Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning I'm sitting with Juan Flores, the president of the Faust Group. We're sitting in their marvelous operation in Calhoun, Georgia, barely a year old. Juan, it's great to have you with us. Always is.
Thank you, and I appreciate having me again in your program.
Now, this is your 10th anniversary, the Faust Group's 10th anniversary, which I think is pretty interesting. Talk about the company, a little bit of its history, and what's happened over this last 10 years.
Well, during the last 10 years, we have been finalizing our project that we started 10 years ago with the plant and the manufacturing operations that we have here in Calhoun, in Georgia. But the beginning of that project was quite an adventure from the point of view that we arrived in 1987, where we incorporated the company in the state of Georgia, and we had no business at all. But we were eager enough to make it through, so we reinvented our own business several times, adapting to the different terrain of the marketplace, going from private label operations to retail, and then coming into the independent distribution avenue, as we are doing now with our manufacturing capabilities mm-hmm. in the States, as well as logistic operations. So all that has been a great adventure, finishing within the top four lemon flooring companies in the U.S., which I think is remarkable. But at the same time, we keep something that we value very much, the leadership in innovation, both in design and technologies in the lemon flooring industry, and the credibility from the marketplace and from the industry. Mm-hmm. And I think that was recognized somehow this year with the NALFA Award as the lemon flooring manufacturer of the year, and we are very proud for all our employees for that particular recognition.
Mm-hmm. Was Faust, your parent organization, like the company we know here in the United States, known for its innovation, for its intellectual property, for its high-end product? Has that always been the approach the company's taken?
The answer is yes. We have the same technologies across the board. We have operations in Asia, Europe, and North America, and particularly in our plants in Spain, as well as here in the U.S. in Calhoun. We have the same high-end technology for the differentiating features that we have in terms of embossing register, micro bevel, interplant, and so forth. So if you walk the plant here in Calhoun, you can see the same products being manufactured and the same technologies done in Spain, mm-hmm. in Europe. So that gives you also an idea of the effort that we have done translating the know-how and the technology into North America from Europe.
Mm-hmm. And the company in Europe has always, since its founding, has always been pretty much aimed at the higher end and at having technology that was unique.
That was the origin of our lemon flooring venture. Unique and different technologies that we had already in-house because of other industries where we were involved in terms of melamine surfaces, furniture, and other areas in Europe. And we saw that those technologies and capabilities could be utilized in the flooring surfaces manufacturing laminate. So we started with that focus, and we take it from there. We have a very innovative spirit through the organization. So in a yearly basis, we continuously innovate and bring new products mm-hmm. Into the marketplace. And that has been a characteristic both from Spain and the U.S., and also from the early 90s when we got started in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned that you've been here in the United States doing business now for 10 years. The building we're sitting in has been open barely a year, a little bit over a year. As you mentioned, you started in the private label arena. You established the brand Faust set up a distribution network in the meantime. Was all this pretty much the plan when you first arrived 10 years ago?
Obviously, our plans were related to be a player in the marketplace, have a distribution network, and establish ourselves as a manufacturer. We didn't know when and how, but definitely the experience has been very rewarding. From the manufacturing point of view, in only 7 months, we were already up and running in this building with 80 acres of land, 400,000 square feet building. We are operating about 40 million square feet laminate flooring operations in high end. We have a milling line, we have 4 presses, and we have different equipment. But since July of the last year, 2006, we were already operative. Early this year, we had 100% our capacity production running, but we decided to continue investing and bringing new capabilities. And just this month, we got started our underlayment attachment station, where we attach underlayment to our laminate flooring that we are milling here in the States, as we did and do in Spain. So continuously we are advancing our capabilities, and now we can manufacture any product that we sell in the US here in Calhoun, in our factory. And definitely we have other plans with the new investments moving forward into the 2008.
Talk about that. Talk about it.
Well, we have a very unique situation in this down market where we have the housing and subprime issues. The business has slowed down for everybody in the flooring industry. We are not an exception. We adjusted as well our capacities of manufacturing, and we are trying to balance that with our inventories to go through this critical time in the business. But at the same time, we have some motivations that make us a very unique player, where we keep investing, particularly since January 2008, we will have a new production milling line. So we will go from a capacity of milling laminate flooring here in the US of 50 million square feet, we will go into 100 million square feet effective January 2008. Additionally, we are going to bring additional press capabilities, and we believe during the 2008 we will bring 4 more presses. This is giving us the capacity of manufacturing with a more cost-effective approach, as well as having a better service for our customers in the US market. Basically, not only the savings on freight and duties, but to offset the exchange rate fluctuation, which is adverse right now between the euro and the US dollar, is going to make us much more efficient for the benefit of the clients and the market.
So you'll be importing less product from Spain here in the United States, making that up with this new production?
Yeah, our goal is to switch the manufacturing that we do in Europe, in Spain, to the US market, switch it here to the US. We can now manufacture all kind of products, as I said before, including underlayment attached products. We want to take the advantage of manufacturing in the US versus Europe, and now is the moment to do so, and we decided to invest 20 million US dollars in these projects that are already in motion and will be materialized since January 2008. Our goal is to be able to react faster to the demand from the marketplace, be more effective both in terms of cost and service to our customers, and ultimately be positioned in the best place to jump into the new opportunities that the industry is going to provide to us as soon as the market starts to rebound back into the next year or two. So we are really very much focused in our U.S. Business plans. We are basing our strategy into this reinforcing of our capabilities in the U.S. And that is why we have decided to invest so much money in these unique times where we are going through a down market time, you know.
I guess while the U.S. market is down, the European market is doing quite well.
Yeah, Europe is selling products into the residential arena without too many problems. The fact is that we have now some of the subprime and the housing issues kind of affecting to the economic system also in Europe, but I believe that is more than anything a temporal situation.
I see. I don't know that I recall the last time the European market has been doing as well as it's done here for the last couple of years.
Well, you mean the
last several quarters anyway?
Yeah. Well, the problem is that the last 15 years we had an upswing in the industry that is coming to an end, and now we need to reinvent our business in a way that we can be effective through this downtime, so we can be more competitive at the time that the market is back. You know?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the changes that you're seeing happening here in the North American laminate market. We've seen an acquisition and consolidation. I suspect we're going to see a good deal more going forward. Talk about that, what's happened and what your expectations are going forward.
Well, definitely the business environment is going to accelerate some of the processes. In some cases, it's going to put in jeopardy and delays others that are based on venture capital investments. In our case, we have the different element as a company, single focus in laminate flooring versus other laminate flooring players that have as well other product categories in their palette. The fact that we are focusing on the high-end laminate flooring without any other product category around make us more flexible and fit better in many different scenarios in that hypothetical avenue. Obviously, we are focused to run our own strategy, standing alone, and we are diversifying in different market avenues successfully, and we have also the differentiation factor of our high-end features and innovations in our laminate product palette that make us competitive and able to grow in the marketplace. As a matter of fact, we have been growing consistently during the last 5 years thanks to that situation.
Mm-hmm. Do most of the major players in the laminate business have some sort of concentration on the high end? I have to imagine that they do.
Well, everybody wants to follow where the profits are. In our case, bringing additional value to our customers, we bring those special opportunities. Particularly when we have a market slump like we do right now, most of the companies, I'm talking about not only manufacturing, but basically distribution, retailers, what they are doing and they should be doing now is reduce the number of lines that they are handling and focus in those that can bring additional profitability and a healthier business. We are part of that strategy because we are in laminates the maximum exponent, the maximum representative of high-end laminate flooring, particularly because we have the largest and widest range of high-end embossing register products, not only with embossing register, but also with microbevel, interplan, and other features. And we have a palette of about 100 different SKUs in this category. And not only we have this large palette, but also we have different price points and make our line reaching a wider spectrum. So that is the reason why everybody wants to be in that avenue and trying to also get away from the low-end commodities that really are, you know, price competitive.
I see. This is going to end the first part of a four-part conversation with Juan Flores, the president of Faust Group. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. You're listening to Floor Radio.